after a night to digest, how does that game last week to you?
Well, the end result doesn't make you feel very good. You split the game into pieces. Our penalty kill is an area that's got to improve. It's been the swing factor in some games. How we get in the box is going to have to change the number of times. So all that, all the penalty. The offensive zone time was as good, maybe one other game all year. We were over 20 minutes in one zone, which is a really, really high number. So there's a lot of good puck control things. So there were pieces of the game that were really good. But the end result is not comforting in that. Take note. So, again, there's areas that we got to get better at.
I asked Lindy Ruff yesterday if he thought it was just simply a matter of special teams separating you guys last night. And he said, yeah. Do you guys see it that way, too?
You break the game down and edit your video like that and go through your five-on-five game. There were some odd man rushes, probably more us pressing and chasing a little bit, but there weren't anywhere near what we saw in Dallas. Much better structure to that part of our game. And in pure zone time, we were very good with the control, and we had some good chances. Our penalty kill has lost some of its confidence. I think that's where it goes to, because there's not one specific piece that's missing off it. It's all areas, whether you start with your face-offs, you look at zone entries, first touches on pucks, number of block shots, areas of the shots, second touches on pucks, all those things that we break them down to, we're off a bit on each piece of it, you know. So get that confidence back, get our energy back. If we're going to get beat, we got to get beat going. And we've been beat a few times standing, and that's where we're going with it.
You said before yesterday's game that you like the team's energy. Does it take more than just that?
I like parts. Again, we're back to pieces in games, so I'm not going to argue that we've played well enough to play. I think the energy at the start was better earlier. We're not. But the other part is the game has changed, so the fight from both teams is going to be higher. These aren't regular, kind of the casual regular season games now. The fight's on for everybody, so it's going to be come out and play as your heart off, and you may be even after one, and that's okay. Be comfortable in that. So I think there's another level that we can get to with that.
From the outside, people are looking at this trying to figure out if there's any correlation between the All-Star game and what's happening right now. Five games won before, three losses afterwards. Do you see anything?
We haven't played quite as well in the three after this we did before, for sure. I mean, we're not at where I think we left off. We haven't played as well since the break as we did before.
The cameras caught an extraordinary moment with you yesterday in the first period. You're obviously very angry. You're rocking, beating on the glass.
Yeah, I've been told I do that, and I have no recollection of it, but okay.
I wondered if there was something in particular that drew your ire last night.
Well, it came off the penalty, and it came off. We had had two good offensive zone shifts, and that was kind of where it went. And then we went to the box. We got a good kill off. It was fine, but it happened again. It repeated itself in the second. We had three just incredible offensive zone shifts to the point they have to take a timeout, and then we're back in the penalty box, and you come off that. So you're always getting a feel for your bench, and I'm pretty careful at times over the year because I've liked how hard we compete for a big block of our games where I haven't said unkind words when things were going against our way. And sometimes the comment of delivering a message, you're not delivering a message, you're stating a fact directly to certain people about their level. That's all.
Is parking people on the bench the best way to try and curb selfish penalties like the ones that...
Well, you pick a different word. Right, so it's a bad penalty.
Okay.
There's always stuff going on behind that people don't know about. You're squeezing players, frustration level. That stuff's there. But it's certainly a direct way. And there's no ambiguity. I haven't sat everybody down who took a... I don't know, is the word dumbass? I haven't. So we've had other penalties that are... You know, there's categories of penalties. So even you take a look at Zach's, the second penalty he took, I'm going to argue it was a slash on the stick. It may be not a call, but it is, right? So we're taking the penalty. But that's a compete. We got to get better at that. He's not... There's 25 of those that we've taken this year. That one that he took, we've had a couple others, so he can make the argument if he'd like that somebody else got away with it and you didn't. But there's a threshold here. We can work on it, and then we got to start paying a price for it.
He came out and took full responsibility, says he'll be better tomorrow. That's a plus for you from a coaching standpoint?
That's the way to handle it as a man. You know, everybody's going to make mistakes. Everybody's going to have that night. They're going to make that, and I got no issue with Zach's effort. You know, he competes hard. He's in good shape. He works hard in practice. He was the guy that took the penalty at that time when we don't need that in our game. And, yeah, he handled it right, too, because when he went out, it's just a tough night for him because he went out and took the penalties in the back of the net on the second one. If the penalties had been flip-flopped, then I'd have a real, real problem with it, you know. But he handled it right. Hopefully none of us have to handle it again.
Last time you played Calgary was the tough one,
yeah.
Kind of a springboard for your club. Can you hopefully have that happen again with them as the opposition tomorrow night?
Well, they've proven themselves to be a real good second-half game team. I mean, it's almost the same thing. You watch that game last night. I think that we had the chances 8-1 in the first period that night and end up down 4-1. So a real good stretch game that they have. They really move the puck well. But we've had themes of that. Philly was stretching. We know that Dallas likes to do that. I thought we handled it much better against Dallas. We'll have to be good in that area tomorrow.
You have a look at Bufflin's fake bite?
Yeah. I mean, with all the mumps going around, I wouldn't have taken the risk of kissing anybody's knuckles. But wash your hands, brush your teeth, and move on.
He got misconduct because he was the third man into that little scrum.
Well, it was a bit of, I don't know how we came out of that 5-on-3, I'd be honest with you. He was holding Fiddler, Moen was holding him. When you look at it, I think he got the penalty because he kind of pulled Fiddler down, but that's because Moen had his neck and somebody had Moen's neck, and there was just a big cluster.
We've seen it a few times where teams ice the puck, and then they accidentally put six guys on the ice, or some guy's stick breaks.
Right,
and
right.
I saw you were really peeved about that last night. Have you, have you talked to anybody?
No, there's the refs do their best job making sure they get the right guys on the ice. So they get the wrong guy, they get upset by it too, right? Oh. So they're offended by it too. So they make the switch, and they don't like to have that happen. My complaint with the whole situation was that's how that started. We had two good shifts. They had burned their time out. So the altercation between Little and Fiddler was to get a whistle. And we ended up with that. You know, we had done great things, two or three great offensive zone shifts, and look up, and now we're sitting on a 5-on-3. That's where my displeasure with that was.
Yeah,